This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. It is very much summer, and vacation travel is on the minds of many. Our history doctor, Bill Smith, has come by the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio, which means something's on your mind as well, I take it?
Well, indeed. It's not hard to be a Rhodes Scholar, R-O-A-D, here during the summertime. And just by stopping at one of those historical roadside markers, you know, if you're out on your tours around the country, that's a great thing. But air travel, actually, from Northwest Arkansas is going to take you to some historical places, and I don't know if a lot of people know about them.
Okay. I mean, you're not talking like Antietam or something like that?
No. You know, when we go out to our regional airports, be they in Fort Smith or at Northwest Arkansas, most of the flights land in two or three different airports. The one in particular that has my mind today is, I think people go through O'Hare International Airport and don't really understand the significance of O'Hare International Airport.
Okay, let's talk about O'Hare. I'll tell you the significance for me. I almost never get the flight I'm supposed to when I'm in O'Hare.
Well, I don't think Richard Butch O'Hare, naval aviator who died in the Pacific and a Congressional Medal of Honor recipient, would be to blame for that.
No, I wasn't blaming him, no.
No. He was memorialized by the city of Chicago, changing one of the main airport's name to honor its native son. And when you go through check-in there at O'Hare, you can find a replica of his Navy Wildcat fighter airplane there with a lovely plaque to Butch O'Hare.
And that brings up an interesting thing, because so many times when you're going through an airport, you're rushing through and you're not looking. And a lot of times at airports, there's some interesting stuff.
Exactly. I'll give another little side point here, that if you're going through the Fort Smith Airport in particular, and you know, my specialty area was military aviation, there are some fantastic displays in the lobby of the Fort Smith Airport dedicated to Arkansas aviation history. Speaking of Butch O'Hare, that's how this all comes back together,
okay.
Because
all right.
O'Hare shares a destiny bond with the state of Arkansas through one of his wingmates, John Thatch.
John Thatch.
Yes. Thatch, a native of central Arkansas, naval aviator, eventually Admiral John Thatch, he and O'Hare came up with a way to defeat the maneuverability of the Japanese primary fighter plane, the Mitsubishi Zero.
The Zero with that red dot. Yeah,
yes, that classic aircraft that you're accustomed to seeing. And again, depending on your generation, Tora, 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 or Pearl Harbor.
Right.
I recommend Tora,
Tora, Tora, Tora.
Very much
so, yes.
But the Thatch weave, worked out by O'Hare and Thatch with matchsticks in the ready room of their aircraft carrier, so that the aircraft, when attacked, would literally begin to turn into each other and weave back and forth, taking advantage of the maneuverability of the American aircraft, defeating the speed of the Japanese aircraft. And by weaving, by the second time through, if a plane was on your wingman's tail, he turns into you once. The second time you turn back to each other, you will have a dead-on shot at the plane trailing. So the trailing attacking plane has two choices: stay on your partner or be shot down. This radically changed the course of aviation tactics in the Pacific and became a standard in the United States Navy.
So it's like the X's and O's that coaches might use in football or basketball, but they were using matchsticks?
Yeah, they laid it out with matchsticks, and that's part of the legend.
Gosh.
You know, one
yeah,
would hope
right.
that's true, because it's a great story.
Right.
Nevertheless, though, this is why O'Hare used the technique to score ace-level skills, you know, more than five kills as an ace, and, you know, became a legend of naval aviation when he unfortunately died out in the Pacific. And then, you know, Thatch moved on, member of the Arkansas Aviation Hall of Fame. But that's sort of your connection and the significance of O'Hare International Airport.
Okay, so many of our flights go to O'Hare, but we have some other airports that you fly out of.
Well, that's right. You know, you have Hartsfield in Atlanta that many of us have to land in, because, as they say, if you're going to take Delta to heaven, you have to go through Atlanta on the way. It's now, though, Hartsfield Andrew Young, and a little confusing at times when people say it's Young International Airport, but named, of course, for the former civil rights activist and mayor of the city and notable African-American politician. So somewhat appropriate that you have that great historical name associated with one of America's largest airports.
Okay, so you've got Hartsfield, you've got Chicago. Many of us end up going to DFW. Anything there?
Well, you might have the most historical thing of all at Dallas-Fort Worth Airport.
And that is?
It's a dinosaur.
Inside the airport?
During the construction of DFW back in the day, the excavations came upon almost a complete dinosaur skeleton. And in the pre-9/11 days, you could take one of the trains to a mid-area stop that was a working area for staff at the airport, take the elevator down, and they had those bones assembled mm-hmm. on a wall where you could see them. Today, that's obviously a security issue. You're not allowed to. But nevertheless, the dinosaur connection remains at DFW.
Have you ever flown through Detroit?
No, I can't say that I have.
I've connected there a couple times, I think on my way to D.C., and this isn't historic, but if you have to change terminals, you'll go through this tunnel, which is playing Philip Glass-like music and throwing these wild lights above you. It's worth flying to Detroit just for that.
Was that Wakarusa and
no,
or was that Detroit?
Anyone who's had to change terminals at Detroit and is listening to us knows what I'm talking about.
Well, I think the thing with most airports when you go into them, they will almost always have an aviation historical display of some type. McCarran Airport in Las Vegas, once you get past the slot machines, has a fantastic one there. And it is one that is very interesting in how it relates to the gaming industry and the casino industry. McCarran Airport basically being a product of the attempt to get traffic from Southern California to come to Las Vegas, and the efforts of both the Flamingo and the old Hacienda creating air taxi service that would pick up gamers in Southern California, fly them to the dusty field that was the original McCarran, and how they evolved into Western Airlines and forward from there. And it's fascinating to see that exhibit where you've got these old objects that were given to, you know, gaming individuals. If you flew on the Hacienda little air shuttle, you got a bag from them and so forth. So
now, I've never flown through Oklahoma City, but I understand that they may have one of Louise Thaden's, who, of course, was from Northwest Arkansas, planes there. Or maybe it's somewhere in an air museum that's on the campus of OKC Airport?
Well, I think that's actually at the Science Museum there that has an aviation wing that you're thinking about. But obviously, you know, another great tie to the state of Arkansas.
And if you go to the Bentonville Airport,
it is named for none other than Louise Thaden, although many of us don't board aircraft there anymore.
No, you're right. Well, until we find the dinosaur under XNA,
we're history.